Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we're talking about Christmas.
Yes.
And Roxy and Shia are going to help Santa get those gifts to everyone around the world.
That's right. Santa's sleigh broke. Ooh. But luckily for Santa, it broke on Roxy and Shia's roof. Mm. And when they heard Santa crying, they thought, what's wrong? Santa's upset. This is serious. And Santa explained that his sleigh was broken. He wouldn't be able to deliver all the gifts. But Roxy and Shia had a brilliant idea.
All right. They are going to use their time machine. That's what they've been doing.
Basically, Roxy and Shia have saved Christmas.
Right.
That's a pretty awesome thing to do.
Yeah, all these children are going to get their gifts around the world.
And maybe Roxy and Shia will get extra special gifts.
Ah, you never know if they do all this nice work for Santa. Mm,
we'll find out what happens as we read today's story. So let's check it out.
Time travel, the night before Christmas.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy, Shia, and Santa are putting gifts in people's houses.
Look! These people left out milk and cookies.
Yes, they do that in the U.S. and in other countries, too.
What else do people give you?
In the U.K. and Australia, they leave mince pies and sherry.In Sweden, it's rice porridge.
I saw some carrots too. Are they for your reindeer?
That's right. In France, people think I ride a donkey.So they leave hay for him.
That's so kind.
I know. It cheers me up on my busy night.
At last.They finish giving out the gifts.
Thank you so much, kids. You really saved Christmas.
We're happy to help.
See you again next year.
Oh, I almost forgot. These are for you too, and Merry Christmas!
Santa gives Roxy and Shia their gifts.
Word power.
Country. Country. Mary Ann.Travels to different countries with her family every summer vacation. Marianne travels to different countries with her family every summer vacation. Cheer somebody up. Cheer somebody up. When I feel sad, Kevin always tries to cheer me up. When I feel sad, Kevin always tries to cheer me up. Busy. Busy. I'm busy right now. I'll call you back later. I'm busy right now. I'll call you back later. Save. Save. Save, saved, saved. Cleo did her best to save her Christmas dinner when her sister burned the steak. Cleo did her best to save her Christmas dinner when her sister burned the steak.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, the sentence that sets up our story reads, Roxy, Shia, and Santa are putting gifts in people's houses. Right at the end of yesterday, they said, let's get to work. And they really have gotten to work. They're really in action. So they're out there putting the gifts in people's houses, doing what Santa does. As they're doing it, Roxy notices something and says, look, these people left out milk and cookies.
A little
snack for them. It was left out for them. This phrase basically means you put something somewhere for someone to use or get or have later on. If you have, you know, cats living around your house, you might leave out some food for them. If your mom is working in the evening, she might leave out some dinner for you, right? So you can come home and there it is. So basically they're putting it somewhere, probably somewhere safe that you know about. And when you want to get it later, it will be waiting there for you because the person left it out for you.
That's
or left
right.
out something.
Okay, so they see these milk and cookies,
and maybe
Roxy and Shia don't really know why there are milk and cookies on the table.
Who cares? I'm hungry.
But Santa has a good explanation
for
this.
He's an expert.
He says, yes, they do that. They leave out milk and cookies in the U.S. and in other countries, too, like Canada.
Yeah, that was something we did as kids.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so in the U.S., people like to leave out milk and cookies for Santa, but people in other countries do that too. Now, country is a noun, and it's spelled C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country. A country is an area of land that's controlled by a government with a president or another kind of ruler. For example, some countries are Taiwan, Japan, U.S., Canada, Australia, and so on and so on. Here's an example. Mary Ann travels to different countries with her family every summer vacation. One more time. Mary Ann travels to different countries with her family every summer vacation. All right, so people in countries all over the world are giving Santa gifts back.
That's right. Milk and cookies in the U.S. and Canada, other places. That might explain why Santa's kind of a lot of cookies. Anyways, but Shia was kind of surprised. He didn't know that Santa got free food as part of his job. So he asks a good question. What else do people give you, right?
Yeah.
Santa was saying, well, in the U.S. and other places, people do that. But that gave us the idea that maybe in some other countries there are different things that people leave out. So Shia's interested. What other things in other places do people give you?
Good question. Okay, here Santa says, in the UK and Australia, they leave mince pies and sherry.
Wow, that's a little bit fancier than
milk and cookies.
The UK, of course, is Britain, England, Scotland, that part of the world, Australia. Of course, is near New Zealand, and a mince pie
is delicious.
Yeah.
Now, a mince pie is a little bit different from maybe like an apple pie that you might know. It's actually made with dried fruits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's called mincemeat. You mix mm-hmm. all these fruits, dried fruits together, and mm-hmm. you make mincemeat, and then you make a pie with it.
Sounds good.
It's pretty tasty. My grandmother makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And sherry is a type of wine, which is an alcoholic drink. It's usually from Spain.
That's right, mm-hmm. absolutely. And then in another part of the world, there's another kind of food.
Oh.
It says in Sweden, it's rice porridge. Yeah. So Santa's telling Shia another mm-hmm. thing. That he gets in Sweden, radien, mm-hmm. I believe is the way to say that in Chinese. In Sweden, there in Northern Europe, it's rice porridge. So another mm-hmm. different type of food. Basically, rice porridge would be sort of like shifan, like congee, right? Rice with a little bit of water. It's mm-hmm. kind of like a thick soup. That's what we would call a porridge. In this mm-hmm. case, this porridge is made of rice and not some other type of grain.
Okay, well... You know, they're still talking about food.
Right,
there's
you got
porridge.
Milk and cookies, mm-hmm. mince pies mm-hmm. and sherry, rice porridge.
But remember, Santa's not alone usually.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Roxy says, I saw some carrots too.
Oh.
Now, you all probably know carrots. Carrots are usually orange. Sometimes they're different colors, but not very often.
Mm-hmm.
They're long,
mm-hmm.
and you'd probably eat them with your lunchbox.
Yeah, it's a very healthy vegetable, nice and crunchy, or you can cook them as well. And when we think of carrots, we think of rabbits.
Yeah.
Rabbits eat carrots, right? So they saw this in another place, I guess, on their trip around the world this evening, and then they're trying to guess who the carrots are for, because Santa's getting like good food, like cookies and pie. So they ask, are they for your reindeer? Because carrots would be popular with horses, reindeer, animals like that. Reindeer, it's basically a type of deer. It has large horns. We call those antlers that grow out of its head. And they're found in the northern parts of the world, in Finland, Russia, places like that.
Lots in Canada, too.
You can also call them caribou, I believe. That's another name for reindeer. But basically, the animals you see pulling Santa's sleigh. That's a reindeer.
Okay, so... Santa says, you're a smart little guy.
Mm.
And he says, that's right. In France, people think I ride a donkey.
Oh.
Okay, so a donkey is kind of a similar animal to a reindeer or a horse. Mm-hmm. A donkey it looks quite like a horse. It's usually a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It's gray or brown. And they're quite strong animals, so they're often used to do work on a farm or to carry heavy loads of things.
That's right. Or back in the old days, it's what poor people might ride if they couldn't afford a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Horses were bigger and expensive, but a donkey, kind of like a boring zebra, was a little bit smaller. And traditionally, I think also Jesus used to ride on a donkey, right? So it's a more sort of common, simple animal. And maybe people in France think that Santa rides on a donkey. And that's not the only thing they might leave out for the donkey. It says, so they leave hay for him.
Ooh.
So they also leave hay. Hay is a kind of dried grass that farmers will cut at the end of the summer and keep over winter. And that's what their animals will eat. So it's basically the grass that farm animals will eat.
Yeah, okay, so that's really nice for everyone.
It is.
So, you know, Santa's bringing you all these gifts.
Santa gets snacks, and the animals get snacks.
Yeah, and Shia thinks that's great. He says, that's so kind, that's so nice of these people.
Very nice, and Santa understands, he appreciates that. He says, I know. He's thought about that, he knows, he understands it's nice. And then he says, it cheers me up on my busy night. Well, that's good, because Santa is busy that night. And when you're busy, it's always nice to have something to cheer you up. This little phrase is spelled, well, it's three words. Yep. So we could say cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Somebody, cheer me, cheer you, cheer him, cheer Susan, up, U-P, like going up. Cheer somebody up. If you cheer somebody up, basically you're just trying to make a person who feels sad to feel happy. So if your friend is feeling sad, you might do something to cheer that person up. Or if you feel sad, you might do something to cheer yourself up. Something that will change your mood from sad or bad in some way to happy or better. For example, when I feel sad, Kevin always tries to cheer me up. When I feel sad, Kevin always tries to cheer me up.
Oh, what a nice thing to do.
Kevin's a great guy. He's funny, so he always tells me jokes. That cheers me up.
Yeah, I like a good joke to cheer me up.
Sure.
Okay, so...
Or a carrot.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some milk and cookies.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Santa told Roxy and Shia that people leaving gifts for him and his animals cheers him up on a busy night. Now, busy is another adjective, and it's spelled B-U-S-Y, busy. We're talking about the adjective busy. Now, you might notice that the spelling of this adjective is quite different from how it's pronounced. We pronounce it, instead of using an S, we use a Z sound. So we say busy. And instead of saying an uh for the U sound, we use a short I sound like this, busy. Okay, so let's talk about this adjective. If a person is busy, they have a lot of things to do, especially for work. Now, if a time is busy, like a busy night, there are a lot of things to be done in that time. So a busy night will be a night with lots of different things happening. Now, Santa is busy on Christmas Eve because he has a lot of houses to visit. Here's an example sentence. I'm busy right now. I'll call you back later. One more time. I'm busy right now. I'll call you back later. I hate being busy.
Yeah, it's no fun being busy. Yeah. But if you work hard, soon your work will be done. And then hopefully, when you're not so busy, you can take a break. And that seems to be what's happening in our story here, because it says, at last, they finish giving out the gifts. Phew, the job is over. We know it takes a long time because it begins with that little phrase, at last, which shows us there was a lot of work that went into this. But finally, or at last, they finish giving out the gifts. That's very good. And it's also good for us because we can take a little break for our magic box unit. But we'll be back to finish off the article.
Magic box. 找亮点。
为了拯救世间千千万万的芸芸众生，我离开了我的家人，来到战场拯救世界。我就是战场里最闪耀的一颗星，神力女超人视野。英文里面呢，A有个神秘的人物躲在句子里面，化身成各种模样，那就是动名词啦。今天呢，我们就要把它揪出来，学一学动名词当做受词的用法，彻底揭穿它的真面目喽。 首先呢，我们一起来想一想，不晓得你记不记得，一个句子里面只能有一个动词这个规则呢？当有些时候呢，你总是无可避免要用到两个动词的时候，我们该怎么变化呢？举个例子咯，当我在亚马逊岛的时候呢，每天呢，我都在练习使用各种武器，我注定呢要成为一名战士。I practiced using all kinds of weapon when I was on the island. I practice using all kinds of weapons when I was on the island. 在这个句子里面呢，除了练习 practice 之外呢，我们还有另外一个动词使用，也就是 use。所以呢，在这边呢，我们动词是 practice， 我们后面接的 use 呢，就必须改成 using。我们呢，去 e 加上 ing， 这个时候 using 它就变成一个动名词。就是当做 practice 的受词来使用咯。我们的意思呢，就是练习使用。可以这样使用的动词呢，除了 practice 之外呢，还有 avoid， 避免。OK， 虽然呢，我本人嘿，战斗力超强，但是呢，其实我是个和平主义者啦，没有喜欢跟人家输赢的啦。I always try to avoid fighting with others.I always try to avoid fighting with others. 我总是呢避免跟别人起冲突。动名词 fighting 就是当成呢 avoid 的受词来使用咯，避免冲突的意思。最后呢，我们再跟大家介绍一个动词 finish。Finish 呢就是结束的意思咯。后面的受词呢，我们接上动词也是直接变成动名词来使用咯。举个例子好了，我的朋友韦恩办了一个慈善晚会，我当然呢也受邀参加了。My friend Wayne finished giving a speech and sat down. My friend Wayne finished giving a speech and sat down. 他结束了他的演讲，并且坐下来了。还有哪一些动词后面的受词必须转变成动名词的形式呢？我们来帮你整理一下咯。除了刚刚我们提过的 avoid 避免， practice 练习和 finish 完成之外呢，还有 mind 介意 quit 放弃 keep 持续以及 enjoy 享受。 OK， 大家都记好了吗？大家呢要看清动名词的真面目了吗？就是这么简单啦。
OK, welcome back from Magic Box. They finished giving out the gifts. Phew!
Hard work.
Yeah, Santa's got something to say. He says, thank you so much, kids. You really saved Christmas. That's a nice thing to hear from Santa.
Yeah. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Pat myself on the
back. Good job, me.
Yeah. Okay, so he said that Roxy and Shia saved Christmas. Save is a verb. It's spelled S-A-V-E, save. And if we use it in past tense or present perfect tense, we add a D at the end. S-A-V-E-D, saved. Okay, we're talking about the verb save. When you save something, you keep it out of danger or harm.You could also use it to mean that you stop something from going wrong. Here's an example using save. Cleo did her best to save her Christmas dinner when her sister burned the steak. One more time. Cleo did her best to save her Christmas dinner when her sister burned the steak.
That was really, really good. They've saved Christmas. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And of course, after being congratulated and thanked by Santa Claus,Roxy says, we're happy to help.
Oh, so it was
hard work, but they were happy to help him out. They were happy to help everyone out and make sure they all had a good, proper Christmas.
Yeah, you know what? How lucky is Santa for breaking down right on Roxy and Shia's house?
This is true.
Though two people with a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Shia's pretty excited. He says, oh, see you again next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they might see him. Maybe the same thing will happen, but of course he will be coming by no matter what to deliver gifts next year. So that's why Shia says that. And then Santa says, oh, I almost forgot.
What?
So just as he's leaving, he remembers something. And then he says, these are for you two. And Merry Christmas.
Aww.
So he didn't forget about the two people who didn't get gifts yet, Roxy and Shia, because they were so busy. But he makes sure they do get a gift.
Yeah, and that's why we finish off the article today.Where it says Santa gives Roxy and Shia their gifts.
Aw, I wonder what they got.
Oh, maybe a new bike.
Maybe what was left in the sleigh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully it was a good gift. Hopefully we all get some nice gifts around Christmas.
I'm sure we will, if we were good this
year. Okay, well, we're going to finish up now with today's review time, so stay tuned.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so we're going to do a little fill in the blank.
Okay, of our four word power words. Sounds good.
We've got four words. Let's just review them quickly.
Sounds good, yeah.
Country. Cheer somebody up.
It's a long one.
Busy.
Not too bad.
And save.
Okay, that one's pretty good too.
Okay, so I'm going to give Mike a fill in the blank sentence.
So you're going to think of a sentence, but one of our word power words is not going to be there.
Right.
I have to figure out which one fits in that blank or that empty space. Okay.
Right.
I'm ready.
I saw my friend Amy at school, and she was really sad. So I tried to blank her blank.
You tried to save her country.
No. Well, maybe she was really sad because there was a war.
She could be sad because her country is being attacked by Godzilla.
Maybe.
You tried to blank...Her, oh, you tried to cheer her up.
Exactly.
Because she was feeling sad. You didn't try to save her country?
No.
Wow, you're so mean. But you're also not a superhero, so I guess that's okay.
Okay.
All right, you know what I hate? I hate it when I forget to do my homework on the weekend, because then on Monday morning, I am super... Blank.
There's only an adjective...to fit in there, because you can't say you're super save.
No.
That doesn't make sense.
I could say I'm super country. No, I couldn't say that, unless I'm a cowboy or something like that.
So you must be super busy.
I'm super busy if I forget to do all the important work on the weekend. That's right, exactly. So how about you guys? Can you come up with your own fill-in-the-blank sentences?
Uh-huh.
There's two more words we haven't done, but there's also a whole bunch of other words you could choose to play around with. Take a word out, see how smart your friends are, and if they can figure out which word is missing. We'll see you back here soon. So take care, Merry Christmas, be good,
bye-bye.
And ho, ho, ho.
Time travel, the night before Christmas. Roxy, Shia, and Santa are putting gifts in people's houses.
Look, these people left out milk and cookies.
Yes, they do that in the U.S. and in other countries too.
What else do people give you?
In the U.K. and Australia, they leave mince pies and sherry. In Sweden, it's rice porridge.
I saw some carrots too. Are they for your reindeer?
That's right. In France, people think I ride a donkey, so they leave hay for him.
That's so kind.
I know. It cheers me up on my busy night.
At last, they finish giving out the gifts.
Thank you so much, kids. You really saved Christmas.
We're happy to help.
See you again next year.
Oh, I almost forgot. These are for you too, and Merry Christmas.
Santa gives Roxy and Shia their gifts. Country. Country. Mary Ann travels to different countries with her family every summer vacation. Mary Ann travels to different countries with her family every summer vacation. Cheer somebody up. Cheer somebody up. When I feel sad, Kevin always tries to cheer me up. When I feel sad, Kevin always tries to cheer me up. Busy. Busy. I'm busy right now. I'll call you back later. I'm busy right now. I'll call you back later. Save. Save. Save, saved, saved. Cleo did her best to save her Christmas dinner when her sister burned the steak. Cleo did her best to save her Christmas dinner when her sister burned the steak.